week to you, Kenny.
Happy Wednesday.
A happy Wednesday indeed. It is Wednesday, March 30th, right here, coming towards the end of March 2016. You're listening again to another episode of Morning Show on the Good Stuff Broadcasting Network. We're very glad to have you here, as I am glad to have you here, Kenny. How's your weekend?
Oh, my weekend?
Yeah.
It seems to have extended into Tuesday.
5-day weekend.
What? 5 days?
Everybody's working. What about Monday?
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
That's 5 days.
That's... And that's why Kyle fails math.
Yes, it is. You know what else is failing right now? What's bringing that? This all back. Microsoft's Tay is back. Back in the news.
Oh, no.
It's back.
Yeah!
Somebody, I guess, accidentally turned Tay back on, and it reappeared on Twitter today.
I don't think that's an accident. I think this is another... They're like, all right, round two, let's try it again. Let's tell people that we're not going to do it, but we're going to do it again.
I mean, yeah, there's no big, gigantic button at Microsoft headquarters that says, turn on Tay.
Maybe there is. That'd be great if there was.
Just a big, well, what color is the button? Pink, maybe?
No, I don't think it's a button. I think it's one of those switches, like a flip the switch. And
no, you have to, you know what? They need two keys. It needs to be like a nuclear launch sequence. You put two keys in, you both turn them at exactly the same moment, which I never really got in the movies when they do that.
Uh-huh.
How do they do it at exactly the same moment?
They're trained to do that. That's their only job.
It's not their only job.
You never see those two people anywhere else in the movie, and then all of a sudden they appear and they both have keys and they're walking down.
No, it's always the guy who answers, one of the people who answers the red telephone, they have one of the keys. And then you're right.
All of my telephones red.
So throw people off.
Yeah. Like they think that I have all the nuclear launch codes.
Now you've tried one of those red cases from Apple. On your iPhone, right? One of the red leather, yellow leather ones?
I had the leather one and it was red. And it got really dirty.
They have the yellow leather ones now, though, don't they?
You know what? I really don't care.
I actually think they do. I really do.
They're nice.
Red leather, silicon, yellow.
Are you trying to segue into another?
Tiny bit. Okay. But we can still talk about Tay.
Let's keep talking about Tay. Did Tay go crazy?
It started to basically spew out the same things that it was spewing out last week. And Microsoft says Tay remains offline while we make adjustments, a spokesperson told CNBC via email. As part of testing, she was inadvertently activated. It says she was inadvertently activated on Twitter for a brief period of time.
And then, so wait, is she still there?
No.
Okay.
They shut her down.
Uh-huh.
Strange pronouns to have for a bot, a computerized mechanism that you can turn on and off under Microsoft's control.
This guy says Tay is back and she's hungry.
I don't think that is the case, but we'll see. We'll see whether or not, I mean, I guess they wanted to let everybody know that she's still being worked on, that the chatbot is still being worked on.
Whatever, Kyle. Microsoft's stock prices are up almost a percent and a half today. So
what?
Tay's doing some good things.
Okay. Otay. Also moving on to non-Microsoft news. The iPhone SE orders are now shipping ahead of the March 31st launch date.
That's just tomorrow.
That is tomorrow. Dun, da, 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 da. Tomorrow.
Why is that a big deal?
It's not, but that's one of the lead stories this morning. Everybody getting excited.
Oh, you know what? People are going to get excited. They're going to get the iPhone SE, which wasn't it released that it's just called SE because it's special edition?
I don't think they've said what S and E stand for.
I think they did.
Did they?
Maybe. Mm. Anyway, I'm guessing that they're going to get these phones in their hands and go, you know what? this isn't that special. Why did I go for this so quickly and spend $400 on this?
To get it unlocked?
For a 16 gigabyte version. Come on. Apple, get away from the 16 gigabytes. If you're going to make apps and you're going to make things that load up your phone in about 10 seconds, don't make it 16 gigabytes. And then the next tier is $100 more. No.
Well, the thing is, though, if you've ever gone into like a Staples and stood in line for 35 seconds at least, you'll see that the price of memory is just bargain basement. It is the bottom of the barrel.
Kyle, I can get, I mean, I have you. In fact, you bought me a 128 gigabyte.
Just the bytes. Just 128 bytes. Yep. Yeah.
That's 120 bytes.
That's 100. Yep.
Yeah. 128 gigabyte thumb drive. That's smaller than my thumb.
Smaller than my thumbnail. Yeah, okay. We're bringing everything back to what we talked about before the show. You can listen up to our full unedited broadcast and all the interesting and banjo filled banter before this show starts over at patreon.com/morningshow. Kenny.
Yep.
Let's see what's going on in the world today.
These are today's headlines.
After months of teasing, SoundCloud's subscription music service debuted yesterday, Kyle. It's called SoundCloud Go, and in many respects, it's the same as any other streaming service. For $10 a month, you can get access to many popular songs and artists, ad-free streaming, and offline sync. But Go has a hook that no other service can match, a massive library of 125 million songs, most of which are only on SoundCloud. There is a catch.
Okay, hold on. The catch is, I think I'm going to guess here, the catch for this, what they call, quote, massive library, is that most of it is complete garbage.
Yeah, Kyle. While Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, and other big streaming services have about 30 million paid songs, SoundCloud Go appears to include closer to 15 million. So about half that. The other 110 million tracks are user-created pieces you probably will never listen to.
Gross. Yeah. Okay. Like, I'm going to pay $10 a month to listen to that, please. I'm already probably following the people I want to follow on SoundCloud, so why do I care? This is dumb. It's stupid.
Yeah, I don't think they did the right thing there. Anyway, moving on, Kyle. Sony is launching its 4K streaming service called Ultra on April 4th. That's next week. It was first announced back at the CES show. CES, not the CES
Consumer show. Consumer Electronics Show.
Because the show stands for show. That was in January. And when Sony revealed that the service would be available as an app exclusively on the company's new line of HDR 4K sets. Although it's an Android TV app, Ultra can be only accessed on Sony hardware for now.
Okay, that unlike makes sense.
Unlike Netflix, Kyle, Ultra will require customers to purchase individual titles at $30 each. Those movies, from a collection of about 40 to 50 titles, are then streamed to a 4K TV, presumably because the device does not have the onboard storage to hold that movie that large. So if you've already purchased one of Sony's new HDR TVs, you get 4 complimentary titles when you sign up for Ultra. $30 each, though.
Ooh. What are you signing up for at that point, though?
You're signing up for future titles.
Signing up to get access to future titles because you're still paying $30 for each of them.
I wonder if it's $30. It's not $30 per stream. I'm sure it's $30 for the rights to stream it.
Forever. Total. Forever. I doubt it. Maybe per month?
I don't know how much it's going to cost per month. Who knows? Moving on, Kyle. Waze will warn you when you're speeding.
Which is
no, what? No reaction?
Always?
Ah. Always. Okay, Kyle, Waze just started rolling out a feature alert that makes it clear when you're breaking the speed limit on any given street. You can tell it whether or not to sound an alert or even force the alert to show only when you run over the limit by a set percentage. Helpful for those fast-paced roads when obeying the limit actually makes you a hazard, which should be all the time,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I mean, always.
The catch, though, Kyle, if you're reading this or listening to this, you probably can't use the alerts yet. Waze is launching this feature in just 16 countries, most of which are in mainland Europe and Latin America. The rest of the world is getting it, quote, soon. So don't despair if you tend to keep a heavy foot on the accelerator, like Kyle.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry, Kyle. No way.
See, what I use the that little automatic dingus thing for in my car.
Automatic dingus.
It's so that it'll let me know when I'm going over 70 miles per hour.
Now, that's not necessarily the speed limit on most highways, is it?
School zones, I believe, mostly. Yeah.
All right, Kyle. And last but not least, you can now record 60-second videos in Instagram. 2 months after letting advertisers extend their videos to 60 seconds, Instagram is granting the same privilege to regular users. Instagram videos, which have been limited to 15 seconds since they were introduced in June 2013, that's a long time ago, they can now extend to a full minute. Like its corporate parent, Instagram has been gradually transforming its feed into a stream of videos rather than just a stream of static images. In the past 6 months, the time Instagram users spent watching videos has increased 40%, the company says.
There was a lot of hatred going on in my Instagram feed over the weekend.
Yeah, that was the other reason I wanted to put an Instagram story in here.
All the brands getting mad, like, hey, if you still want to see our posts, especially like the breweries. I follow a lot of breweries on Instagram, and
that's the important stuff.
Yeah, if you still want to see what we're talking about, you need to turn on what, notifications or something like that,
right? Because you might lose their posts in the new non-chronological feed.
Okay,
because it'll show you what it thinks is more important to you. But like I said, I think I said this last week or the week before about the Twitter feed changing to most important. Why are you trying to decide for me? I'd want it in chronological order so that I can tell where I left off and I know that I'm not missing anything. Why would you try to mess that up? I don't know who's asking for this feature.
Nobody's
asking to see the most important thing. I mean, are you that dumb that you can't decide what's most important to you in your chronological feed?
My fear of missing out is a gigantic.
Oh, you're getting choked up here?
Yeah. It's a huge fear when it comes to algorithmic timelines and things like that, because then I can't tell what I'm missing. So maybe it's ignorance. Ignorance is bliss.
Instagram. We sound dumb.
Yeah, we do. What else is new?
Nothing. Those are your headlines. Kyle.
Thank you, Kenny.
Pew, pew.
It's brought to you by FeedPress. FeedPress is analytics and podcast hosting made for bloggers and podcasters. And of course, right now, I'm actually looking at the geolocation segments feature of FeedPress, our morning show feed here. You can see most of the downloads, most of the folks listening to this program right now come from the great state of United States.
That's not a state. It's a bunch of them.
It's a collection, a gathering of states. A couple of folks in Canada.
Hey.
We've got a couple of other people listening from Brazil. Hello. Hello in Brazil. Hello in Spain. Hello, Switzerland.
Hola.
How are you, New Zealand?
Bonjour.
Hello, Japan, India, France, Costa Rica, Mexico, South Korea, Hong Kong, Netherlands, Norway, Italy, Vietnam, Croatia, Thailand.
What?
China.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
We have folks listening. Just in the last week, we've got people listening in these different countries. So hello. good to see you. We even have eight listeners in Qatar, and eight listeners in Denmark. So hello. It could potentially be one listener downloading eight times.
That'd be great.
Which
thanks,
is
man.
Very nice. We appreciate that.
I gave you a high five, by the way. You couldn't see it, but I gave you a high five.
Curious to know, though, if you've tried FeedPress. If you haven't, and it's available in the countries I just mentioned, you should go over to feed.press/morningshow today. You'll sign up and try it for 14 days without any contracts or commitments. And then when you decide that you're going to commit yourself to putting content out there, be it a podcast or a blog or whatever, really, anything with an RSS feed and anything you'd like analytics on, so you can see, just point it right back at yourself and see, man, I'm in Brazil, but I can see people reading my feed from Costa Rica, from Russia. I can see Russia from my feed. That's a really, really old joke.
Thank you. Thank you for not going too far with that.
You're welcome. You can use the promo code MORNINGSHOW during your checkout over at feed.press/morningshow. You'll get 10% off your first year. I'm getting all sorts of notifications right now.
Nope.
Saying how much you enjoy going and visiting FeedPress. This is the second time I've cried in a FeedPress read. Do us a favor if you would. Go over to feed.press/morningshow today, please. A huge thanks to FeedPress for their support of Morning Show and the entire Good Stuff Broadcasting Network. Watch out. Do you ever get that feeling in your face where the more you talk, your sinuses are vibrating at such a frequency that it almost makes you need to sneeze?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That was the entire FeedPress read for me.
Like the bass notes in your voice are rattling your sinuses.
What?
Yeah, it's exactly how it feels. It's weird.
I gotcha.
It's weird. Oh, I've got some facts for you, though, Kenny.
Oh, yeah. That's not one of them, is it?
Mm-mm. Nope, that's not a fact. Well, one of the facts, though, from my weekend, I traversed the windy streets of the 15 freeway, I believe, all the way over to Arizona. I don't even remember what freeway it was. Doesn't matter.
I think that was the 10, Kyle.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. Whatever connects the states. I don't care.
Wait. I'm going to look up where Highway 15 is.
Okay. The 15 goes up and interstate. Down. Up and down. 10 goes across.
Because it's an odd number.
That's fine. Right. Yeah.
What, 10 is
it doesn't matter.
An even number. So it goes east to west. or west to east.
We should move on so that I can tell you how my
Where's went. Dim Facts, Kyle? Where Dim Facts at?
You don't even care about my weekend. Fine. You know
I
want to
know.
Fine.
No, tell me about your weekend, Kyle.
Bees do not have kneecaps.
So you can't say that's the bee's knees?
Nope. It is not the bee's knees because bees don't have knees. They have bends, but no knees.
Okay. Uh-oh. I have the sneeze base. Uh-oh. I got to sneeze. Hold on. I'm going to mute.
Go ahead.
Keep telling me the story. Did you mute
mm-hmm.
for me?
Mm-hmm.
I muted myself.
Come on. I want to hear your sneeze.
Wait. We just had a ton of dead air because mm-hmm. you wanted to hear me sneeze, but I muted my mic. So you couldn't hear it.
Misspell is one of the most commonly misspelled words in the English language.
Two S's.
Misspell.
Right? Two S's?
That is correct. Yes.
All right. Because you got to have the word miss and you have to have the word spell.
How would you feel if you were misspell? P-E-L-L.
Hello. And hello, children. I'm misspell.
And you're an English teacher.
I'm an English teacher.
And you,
Miss Pell, you misspelled your name, Miss Pell.
Yes, I did.
Swag. I teach English in the third grade.
Kenny, one in five Americans executed for murder has the middle name Wayne.
One out of how many?
5-0.
Why don't you try that again? 1 in 50 Americans.
That's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said 1 in 5.
That was the second time. I said 5-0. 5-0.
Okay. So like Bruce Wayne?
No, Wayne is the last name. Middle name Wayne. First name Greatest.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Which is just strange. So if you have the middle name Wayne, I'm sorry. It doesn't automatically mean that you're predestined to be executed for murder, but you don't know.
Yee-haw!
I don't really want to know you in that case. Don't if your middle That's name true. Is Wayne, I don't really want
to
know you.
That's true. If you're looking sorry. To increase your odds of not having that happen to you, that would be one of the precautions.
Go change your name.
That is, well, yes.
If your middle name is Wayne and, exactly. and you don't want to be associated with this, go change your middle name. It's like $25.
Exactly.
Ah!
It's a great idea, Kenny. You know what else is a great idea?
What's that?
Tell you about a national day. Today's national day is National Turkey Neck Soup Day.
Oh, I thought you meant turkey neck.
What?
No.
I got a turkey neck.
No, not a gobbler. We don't need a gobbler. What's the sound of a turkey? What does the turkey say?
What does the turkey say?
Okay, thank you. There you go. Did you know? So what I typed into Google is what does the turkey say? And they give us the ability to play these sounds right from the Google results. This is incredible.
Really? Oh, I got to do that.
Guess this sound. Oh. Here you go. Ready? Ready?
Oh, this is the new segment.
We're going into this right now. We're going hot.
All right. Do it again. It sounds like a the ferret or a guinea pig.
Is that your final answer?
Sure.
Nope. Raccoon.
Raccoon? What? That's not a raccoon. I guess I'm thinking of like a cartoon raccoon. That's a hyena. No, it's a dog. That's a sick rooster. That's a bear.
It's a moose. What? That is a moose.
A moose. Mm-hmm. Oh, I knew it said moo. That's a barn owl.
Why did you get so specific with the type of owl? That's a ground squirrely owl.
That's a... That's an Egyptian barn owl.
Yeah. All right. So I'll give you a partial ding on that because it's an owl, but I don't know what you need to tell me.
From Egypt. I think that's the synth voice that I use on my music. That's a car animal.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do one more. That's a whale.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no. Do one more to try to throw me off, Kyle. Really? A duck?
Oh, try to throw you off. Okay, hold on.
with a duck?
Let's see. Okay, wait. Okay. Here's the last one for
That's
you.
It's a ding.
Wow.
What? That's a cat.
Wow.
That's like a terrified cat that's scared of you. That's a cat elephant. That's a monkey? No. That's a gorilla.
It's an ape. Good work.
Okay. It's close enough.
I'm so impressed.
National Turkey Neck Day.
National. It's National Turkey Neck Soup Day. Which is pretty much what it sounds like. You take the neck of a turkey and you make a soup whose stock is made of turkey necks.
You wring it until it makes soup.
Oh.
Is that the sound that the turkey makes?
Yeah.
Hey, what's
up, guys? No.
Woo!
That's the turkey neck.
What happened to the music? Why'd you kill the music again?
I had to stop it so that you could you could hear these fun facts about turkey neck soup. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Ben Franklin thought the turkey should be the national bird for the United States.
Well, I'm sure it was a close call. You either have the majestic bald eagle, who actually doesn't make... Go ahead and do the... what does the bald eagle say? Because that is not the sound of a bald eagle.
What?
All the times that you've ever heard a bald eagle, that is not the sound of a bald eagle.
Really?
Yeah. Go ahead. It's more of a high screech.
Okay. Here we go.
Go ahead. Let's hear it. It's a bald eagle. Sounds kind of weak, right?
Yeah. What is this about?
The sound that you normally hear from a bald eagle is from some sort of hawk. They got that sound, and probably in the 50s or something, they said, you know what? That's a cool sound. Let's put that on the national bird.
Let's make the bird sound like a lion and make everyone fear us. Wonderful.
I'm sure that's part of it, Kyle.
Huh.
You sound very American.
Here, let's see. Screaming bald eagles. I'm scrolling through some of the...
All right, while you do that, I'm going to do some more of these facts, Kyle. Videos. The turkey
today we're
going to
party crashing.
Oh.
He's going to crash the bald eagle party, apparently.
All right, the turkey was never a staple for Native Americans because they were seen as weak. Not the Native Americans, the turkeys. They were only eaten in times of famine. So, last resort, eat a turkey.
Well, okay, so if you've seen a regular turkey, like the one you might harvest a neck from... they're pretty skinny. They're small. They're not...
Right, they're not plumped up for Thanksgiving.
They do not look like a painting, like you might expect from a Thanksgiving. Painting. Yeah.
Okay.
They are small.
Tiny.
Tiny, tiny turkey.
Turkey chicks have a tendency to drown on rainwater. They become curious about the phenomenon above their heads and look up until they drown.
You can't harvest a neck from a chick. So, I mean, that's fine. That has nothing to do. Has no impact on our national day, thankfully.
Yeah. Ooh. It would be full of water. And Kyle, all major documents signed in the founding of the United States used the quill or feather of a turkey for their signing.
This day kind of feels out of place, doesn't it?
It does.
This
should be like Black Friday.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The day after Thanksgiving, you know what? We still have turkey left over.
That's right.
We still have a neck left over. Let's make some soup.
Well, no, it would probably be like a week after, I would assume. Because you've still
I have got this rotting neck in my fridge. What is this about? Let's make some soup.
Rotten neck soup. That sounds... lovely. So you're gonna make some turkey neck soup today?
You know what? I'm not. Unless, do you have a recipe?
You know, I did have a neck in my freezer for a while, but I don't know what happened to it. I may have made a soup with it.
I don't want to know.
Turkey neck soup day. So enjoy. If you are a soup connoisseur like myself, and your local butcher has turkeys and your local butcher has turkey necks, please enjoy.
I don't want the rest of the turkey. Just give me that neck part.
Yeah. Just the neck, please.
Throw it in some boiling water, shoot it with a pistol, and then mix in some marbles and I got turkey neck soup.
Sounds great to me.
I'm a cook.
You know, yeah, I can only imagine what it's like.
I am not a professional chef.
You are not.
Let's play.
Okay.
There it is.
Up, down. I muted it. So don't worry about it. Everything's fine. Kenny, here's a USB-powered s'mores slipper
feet. Wait, you muted the up, down?
Yeah, you want
I want to hear the up, down.
Okay.
Give me some up, down.
Fine. How do you feel now?
You know, I feel great because that gives me the, that's what I look for in the waveform when I'm cutting this.
Up. All right.
For here, chapters.
Yeah, here's, nobody cares about the chapters. I do. You want an update on what people actually care about on that, on those chapters? Get that for you just after I tell you about the s'mores slippers.
Whoa.
They're sold at Smoko.
Smoko.
The whimsical foot warmers are designed to look just like the popular campfire treat, Kenny. This includes the smiling graham cracker, which I don't think I've used the smiling graham cracker before, melted chocolate, and a marshmallow core, because there is a typo here in this.
Wait, let me look for the marshmallow.
The slippers.
This isn't Glenn Tickle, is it?
No. This is from our friends over at foodbeast.com.
Peter Pham.
Mm-hmm. The slippers come with a USB cable that allows them to be heated if it ever gets too cold. So they're basically warm, toasty, slippery things that look like s'mores. Are you a slipper connoisseur?
No.
You don't like the slips?
No.
Okay. What is
my fiance though, Kyle?
Is there a reason?
I'll tell you a story about my fiance. She bought a pillow from ThinkGeek, I believe.
Wears it on her feet.
It's this exact s'mores look.
What?
But it's a pillow. It's got the smiling face on it. You power it up with USB and it warms up.
Huh. Yeah. Surprise. I wonder if it comes from Smoko.
I'm sure it does. Actually, mm-hmm. Let me look at the the Smoko, and I'm going to look if they have. Kyle, you can't buy the slippers. They're sold out.
Oh,
but they have other related items like toast USB wired hand warmers. Sure.
You're not going anywhere. You would be tethered. That's the thing with these USB powered s'mores slippers. I don't know if you need to be sitting down and plugged in while you're wearing them, but I guess, I don't know. If you're not moving around, that's really when you need them the most, I'm assuming.
There's the s'mores pillow warmer. That's the one. It's on sale for $20 off.
Okay. Ooh. What is it?
If you don't want to go for those, it was originally 50 and it's now 30.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, what do you think of this? Or would you be willing to basically have the companion accessory to the pillow?
No. I want my slippers to keep my feet warm.
No, things are getting serious. What's going on?
What?
You okay? You paused very thoughtfully, and things just got real.
Oh, I don't think that happened in the recording. I think that only happened on our over the air connection.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
I was going to say that I don't want my slippers to make my feet too warm. I want them to be just the right kind of warm. And I think if you artificially warm them, it's bad.
At least in California. Because you don't need that here. We just put our feet in the oven and we're fine.
We put our feet outside and it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So what do you think?
Oh, sorry, Kyle. Downvote. Because I don't want them.
Do I have a downvote one?
What?
Okay. Good enough. I'm going to say upvote.
Upvote.
Because I like slippers. I bought some slippers on my trip to Arizona this weekend.
Were they baseballs?
They were not baseballs. No. They were gloves. Get it? Leather.
No. Dumb. Go. Next.
Leather. Red leather. Glove leather. Foot for your foot. Kenny, here's a unique prototype outfit that combines the comfort of a duvet with the functionality of a suit.
This is another suit thing.
This is from Laughing Squid.
I'm a squid.
I'm a squid. This is Lori Dorn, of course. And this is a new campaign, I guess, from a British hotel chain, Jury's Inn. Oh, Can we just stop here and give them a round of applause?
Oh, you have a sound for that.
Good enough. They have collaborated with a costume designer to create the Souvet, which is similar to a sous vide, but more comfortable.
I was going
to
say, that's really close to some other words.
It's a perfect pairing for a comfy duvet-like suit. And for people who
Sorry. Oh, go ahead.
People don't want to leave bed and stuff. Go ahead.
I saw the screenshot of the guy wearing the Souvet, but looks like his friend is using him as a pillow. That's one problem you might have with wearing this.
That's right.
Man, this would be like the ultimate kind of warm, wouldn't it? Like, I guess if you're really cold during the day.
All of these so far are just to keep you nice and toasty.
Yeah, you certainly did these at the wrong time, because we're getting into spring and it's warming up. Right?
Nope.
Now I'm looking at these people. They're wearing their Souvets. They've got the nice dress shoes, and the woman's wearing her heels. That shouldn't happen. They should be wearing those s'mores slippers, right?
They would look like marshmallow people.
That would be awesome. Michelin Man.
Yes. One of the things that I like the most about these suits, so I should describe what they look like. They did take an exact blanket, a duvet, and create the pattern of a suit for a man and a woman.
With a huge collar, so you can wrap around your head.
So you can kind of flip it up if you'd like to just take a nap. It doesn't look like it's flowing on them, because they use these elastic cuffs to like cinch down onto your extremities, your arms and your feet. So it looks more like you're just wearing poofy pants.
And a poofy jacket.
Yeah.
Poofy jacket. I wonder if the pants and the jacket are all connected. I wonder if it's like a jumpsuit.
No, I would assume not. Like, you can wear just the pants, which I would like a lot. I just want the poofy pants, and then the top part can just, I don't know.
This free. Would be the greatest pajamas. I don't think that they need to, market it towards people as a suit. I think it needs to just be pajamas.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Call them duvet jays.
No. Absolutely.
Duvamas.
No. That's a bad idea. Okay. So would you wear it?
I would wear this. I'm going to upvote this one, because I would wear this. Maybe not in public, but I would totally wear this.
Upvote. Okay. Good. I would say
upvote
as well, because I wish all my clothes had cuffs like these.
A foot long.
Like
stretchy,
super clothes elasticy.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I want all of my clothing to have cuffs like this, top and bottom.
All right.
Going.
What's next?
The Burgerzilla. The Burgerizza.
Burgerizza. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's a 20-ounce burger pizza mixture, 20-ounce bacon cheeseburger with two personal pizzas as buns. There we go.
Wow. 20 ounces, huh?
That is correct. 20 ounces. That's a lot of food. So it says, let's grab this here. Sorry. Real quick. Do you like pizza?
Yeah.
Do you like burgers?
Yeah.
Then you may like the Atlanta Braves.
Oh.
Because,
pizza burger.
No, Burgerizza.
Burgerizza.
It's a bacon cheeseburger, two pizzas as the buns, according to this this moment here on Twitter, which is, I believe, the second time that I've ever used moments on Twitter, it says genius, madness, deliciousness.
Ness.
But this is just the beginning, apparently.
If the pizzas didn't look like those frozen pizza garbage pieces of junk, I'd be a little more excited about this.
They're just like the ones that you get when you're sitting in your seat. And
those are frozen pizzas.
They're not frozen.
Oh, come on.
They're hot.
Come on, Kyle.
They're hot.
Okay. You know what? Stop being ignorant.
Wow. I'm not on Instagram.
This is too much burger for this. I think you go a little less burger, maybe even a little less pizza. 20 ounces though. Oh man. How are you gonna eat this in your seat during a game? There's no way to smush this down.
Do you think it's cut? So it's cut here in this image, but do you think it's cut when you get it?
Yeah, it has to be.
I don't think so. I really don't think it's cut when you get it.
So you just have to muscle through the mess.
Yes. I'm curious. They don't show in this image what the bottom pizza looks like.
I want to say that the bottom pizza is face upwards towards the burger. So the burger sits on the pepperoni. Because if you did it the opposite way,
though.
No, then you get all the grease on your hands when you're holding it.
No. I want to flip the top one. So
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So the top.
So the innards are all facing inside.
Exactly.
Got it. Well, I would agree with you. So I'm going to half upvote this one. Okay. Like almost an upvote because your idea makes it worth it. So I hope you're listening, Braves.
Aw.
Up. Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah. Just like that, Kyle.
Up.
Up. There are a couple of others. Can I go over them real quickly?
Yeah, other foods?
Yeah. Irish nachos at the Astros stadium here. Tater tot chop, which is, I guess, a tater tot waffle thing at the Braves stadium. This looks incredible. I don't know what this is, but I need that. Fritos or Doritos topped with chili and cheese.
Huh?
Okay, I'm looking at other pictures of this pizza thing.
You guys stop looking at the food, all right? You gotta stop. It's not Food Friday, all right?
PNC Park.
Can't do this.
PNC Park has a Cracker Jack Mac Dog. So it's mac and cheese, Cracker Jacks, and a hot dog with jalapenos.
I don't know about that.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, it looks like, and I think we said this last year, and maybe even the year before, but there needs to come a time when you and I go on a countrywide trip to all these baseball parks and try all their food.
Yep.
I don't really care about watching the game. I want to try the food.
Yep.
So if you fund us on Patreon,
do it.
We'll do a morning show branded.
Do it.
MLB stadium food connoisseur trip for you, the listener. And more for us, because that's what it'll be.
Yeah,
it'll start with woos, and then it'll end with
booze.
No.
No.
Booze throughout, please.
Mm-hmm. That means we're moving on to the record of the day. Kenny, each day we scour the internet looking for people willing to take on the world records that no one cares about. And this one you probably absolutely definitely do not care about. This is from our friend Suresh Gaur in India. This is the record for the longest time spinning a clothes hanger.
What?
Have you ever? So you're putting your laundry away, right?
Uh-huh.
And you walk over to the closet, you grab, let's say, a plastic clothes hanger. Clothes hanger. And you're about to put it on the inside of a t-shirt or a nice silk dress shirt with sequins on
That's all I wear. I only wear silk.
And instead of putting it on the shirt, you spin it on your finger, like spin it around, like whoop, 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 whoop.
Okay. this guy holds the record for that?
Suresh holds the record for this. 17 minutes, 14 seconds.
Whoa.
Yep.
Wow, 17 minutes. It has, I'd be really bored after about 10 seconds.
Yeah. But not if you're videotaping yourself, I guess.
If I'm videotaping myself, this is the weirdest thing I could possibly do, probably.
The previous record holders had it at 10 minutes, 7 minutes, 6, 5, whoa, 2, and 1 minute and 4 seconds.
Let's Suresh see. Jumped the previous record by seven minutes?
7 minutes, yep. Yep.
Whoa!
Yep.
Buddy.
Not bad, not bad. And that's our...
Well,
what?
Do you think you could break this?
I definitely do not think I could break this.
What? Why not?
I would at
just
least
lack
try.
Of focus?
I would try, but I think you would end up with that sensation that you don't have a finger anymore. It's like when you say the same word over and over and over again. There's just got to be a German word for this. You say the same word over and over and over and over again, and it starts to sound weird. Like it's not
you
a word
anymore.
You just
break down the phonetics and you're like, what does that mean?
Yeah. Morning show. 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 See,
that's
right now.
Two words.
It start. Well, okay. Kenny. Kenny. I do say Kenny a lot, though. Mm.
That's true.
I don't
it know. Has a lot of meaning.
Holy cow.
Still holds meaning for me.
Aw.
Rub your chili fingers. Yeah.
So thank you, Suresh.
This is one that I think I would want to take a spin at, but I don't think I could. Like I said, I don't think I could focus for that long. My ADD would just like kick in after about a minute and go, I need to do my laundry.
That's true. I don't think this is a spur of the moment thing. I think you have to.
Yeah, this is certainly him, trying to put off the laundry. And, no, I'm breaking a record. Watch. Oh, no. I stopped at 16 minutes. Got to keep going.
That's right. Well, Suresh, we hope you keep this record for a while. Good luck, and keep spinning. Mm-hmm. Two stupid games. Two stupid games. Two stupid games. What are we playing today?
All right, Kyle, first game is, can you identify the movie from its opening line?
Oh, boy. Okay,
yeah.
Is it multiple choice?
It is multiple choice.
Okay, thank goodness.
It's not... Yeah, I'm not going to give you the line and go, what movie, Kyle?
You would.
I would want to, though. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kyle. First quote here. I'm going to give you the quote and then four possible movies it comes from. Quote, I was 12 going on 13 the first time I saw a dead human being. Is it My Girl, The Goonies, Stand By Me, or The Sixth Sense?
My gut said The Sixth Sense for some reason, so I'm going to go with that one.
Yeah, it's not. It's Stand By Me. Do you know what movie that is?
No.
Is
a
really?
A lot of standing.
I'm not even going to bother.
Who's standing? Are you standing? It doesn't sound like they're standing.
Stand By Me.
Okay, I'm right here.
All right, Kyle, next one. Quote, no matter what they say, it's all about the money. Is that The Wolf of Wall Street, Pretty Woman, It's a Wonderful Life, or Casino?
Casino.
No, Pretty Woman. Sorry.
I have not seen that one either.
Oh, boy. You got to watch a lot more movies, Kyle.
What? Hold on. Have you?
Have I seen Pretty Woman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
It's a classic.
What?
You know, the part where he closes the thing and she gets her finger. Okay, never mind.
What?
Moving on. Quote, there was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. Is that Romeo and Juliet, Across the Universe, Peter Pan, or Moulin Rouge?
What was the second one?
Across the Universe.
Yeah. Let's do that one. That
it's Moulin
one.
Rouge.
Ah.
That's Nicole Kidman talking about... Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I haven't watched that in probably 15 years.
That's when it came out.
Maybe not. I have no idea.
Quote, do you find me sadistic?
Yes.
Okay. But the quote is no.
Okay.
The movie Kyle, Kill Bill, Reservoir Dogs, Inglorious Bastards, or Sin City.
Let's go Inglorious Bastards.
No, Kill Bill.
I'm failing pretty miserably.
You are failing
right
pretty,
now.
Yeah, pretty hard here. Mm-hmm. Quote, as far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster. Is that The Godfather, Goodfellas, Pulp Fiction, or Scarface?
Scarface.
Goodfellas, Kyle.
I have not seen either.
It's the voiceover when the car's backing up and you can see the brake lights on Ray Liotta's face. Okay, never mind.
Nope, I haven't seen either of those.
Alrighty, Kyle. Quote, there's two kinds of people in the world, winners and losers. Is that from Rocky, Jerry Maguire, The Darjeeling Limited, or Little Miss Sunshine?
Little Miss Sunshine.
That's correct. Wow, that was pretty good. That was a complete guess, wasn't it?
Yep. I've seen I've seen it.
Oh, quote, the crime you see now, it's hard to even take its measure. The crime you see now, it's hard to even take its measure.
Okay.
Is that No Country for Old Men, There Will Be Blood, Fargo, or Seven?
Crime.
Measure.
There Will Be Blood.
There will be not. No, Kyle, it's No Country for Old Men. Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to do one more here.
All right.
Quote, way out west, there was this fella I want to tell you about. Was that The Good, the Bad, the Ugly? Mm-hmm. Sorry, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Bad.
Dances with Wolves, The Big Lebowski, or Django Unchained?
Django?
No, Big Lebowski!
Okay, I have not.
Sorry, Kyle, you got one right. That was bad.
I haven't watched the
Or two either. Right. I don't remember. And our second of the two stupid games. How well do you remember The Force Awakens?
Oh, probably pretty well, I would assume.
All right, well, let's find out.
That is a movie I've seen.
And it's coming out Friday? On digital? Yes.
Yeah. On the Didge. Yeah.
All right, I already pre-ordered it. I'm excited. Okay, well, here we go. I'm going to ask you a question and then give you multiple choice as per the usual. What was the first line of the opening crawl? Was it, Luke Skywalker has gone into hiding? Was it, it's a time of uncertainty? Was it, Luke Skywalker has vanished? Or, 30 years have passed since the fall of the Galactic Empire?
30 years have passed.
Incorrect. Luke Skywalker has vanished. Appropriate. What is Finn's given name? Is it FN2117, FN2087, FN2187, or FN2007?
Oh my gosh, what?
It's a big deal in the movie.
This is really hard.
They say it like four or five times.
The B?
No, Kyle. It's FN2187. Or Captain Phasma?
No.
Does it?
No.
Okay. No. You claim to have known this movie.
How
here we go, Kyle.
Hold on.
How many portions is BB-8 worth on Jakku? 600, 60, 50, or 16 portions? Come on. Here we go.
60.
That's correct, Kyle. Congratulations. You got one right. What was the name of the first gang to confront Han Solo on his freighter? Gavin Death's gang? Gorvian Depth's gang? Govan Death gang? Or what? Guavian Death gang?
Oh my gosh.
The last one, D?
That's right. They're trying to throw you off with the weird spelling.
Oh, that
the Guavian Death gang. And then Kacha Club or something like that. He's very Irish or Scottish or something.
I don't like this.
Okay, Kyle, what's the name of the other gang that shows up? Not Kacha. It's Kanja Club. Right? I got that for you.
Culture Club? Did you say yeah, Culture Club?
Yeah, sure, Kyle. Next, which system is destroyed by the Starkiller base?
Is it the Coruscant system, the Alenian system, the Hosnian system, or the Takedana system?
Either B or C. Let's go C.
Oh, that's right, Kyle Hosnian. How long has Maz Kanata been operating a bar in her castle? Thousands of years? 1,000 years? 4,000 years? They never actually say.
1,000.
1,000 is correct. You're doing pretty well now. What does Kylo Ren confess to melt? Sorry. What does Kylo Ren confess to the melted helmet of Darth Vader? By the way, spoilers. Here we go. He does not feel strong enough. He does not believe he can kill his father. He feels the call to the light, or he fears he cannot finish what Vader began.
D.
That's incorrect. He feels the pull to the light. How did Rey fix the Millennium Falcon? Bypassed the compressor, restored the compressor, restored the hyperdrive, or bypassed the hyperdrive?
Bypassed the compressor.
That's right. And that's because I sent you an image that says she bypassed the compressor. Okay, now we're going to...
There's been an awakening.
Yeah. What line of dialogue can be heard at the end of Rey's vision at Maz's castle? Was it, "This is your first quest? Find me at the steps. This is your first test. These are your first steps." Oh boy.
Anything? This is the first test.
First test. No, these are your first steps. You were close. Who says that Kylo Ren has too much Vader in him? Was it his dad or his mom?
Mama.
Mama, wrong. Papa.
Hi, Mom.
And I'm gonna give you one more here.
Okay.
Who utters the last line of dialogue in The Force Awakens? Is it C-3PO, Rey, Leia, or Luke?
Leia.
Leia is correct. She says, "May the Force be with you."
All right.
I obey.
There were a couple that I skipped because I didn't really want you to. I didn't want you to have to do all that. You got half of them right, Kyle. Congratulations.
All right. That's not bad, I guess. I only saw it once. I do have to say, I only saw it once.
I've seen it four times.
Yeah, okay. So you can't.
I'm going to watch it at least 100 more times when I get it on.
You can't get mad at me. You are. Get mad at us. Morning Show AM on Twitter. Kenny is Pizza Robotics. And I just don't post anything valuable.
Yeah, you do.
Links to everything that we've talked about today will be available at two separate and complete websites. You may, if you wish, go over to goodstuff.fm/morningshow, and you'll get all of the previous episodes. You can subscribe there. You can go straight over to our iTunes page, leave a review. That's helpful.
Yeah.
You can also see all of the links to the stuff we've talked about. Also available over at morningshow.am. That is a trimmed down version of that, but it would be very helpful for us and really for you to go over to goodstuff.fm and check out some of the other great shows over there. We're in some pretty good company, if I do say so myself.
Yes.
We'll be back again, tomorrow or Friday? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? Let's decide this right now.
We're going to do Friday, and that's not an April Fool's, Giles.
Hold on.
Guys and Kyles.
Am I Guile?
No, you're not Guile. You don't have to play Guile's theme.
Tiger. Uppercut.
Sonic Zoom.
Haircut.
No. Haircut. No, we're gonna be back on Friday for Food Friday.
Oh, and that's very
maybe
exciting.
Maybe have some April Fool's news and food news, and it'll be a fun show.
We need to be very careful because that is the day where everyone puts out a whole bunch of stuff, and
don't take what we say too seriously. We'll probably have to go back the following Monday and say, you know what, all this stuff was fake.
We'll be back again on Friday. Until then, not.
Ha ha ha!